Now, scientists have made a huge discovery in our outback. There's a new Australian dinosaur species, in fact, an entire herd of them on the block. And apparently they've been in our possession for decades without us even knowing. To tell us a little bit more, I'm joined now by Dr. Phil Bell from the University of New England in Armidale, who led the discovery. Phil, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No worries, thanks for having me.
So I know that these fossils were originally found in an opal mine in 1985. Tell us about the discovery that you guys have made since then.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. the bones, like you said, were found by the miner in 1985 or 86, and they were collected by the Australian Museum in Sydney. They went on display there for a while. I think they returned to Lightning Ridge in about 2000. Bob Foster was the miner who found these things, and he wanted them to go home to Lightning Ridge, where they rightfully belonged. And so they went on display at the Australian Opal Centre, which actually holds the world's largest collection of opalised fossils anywhere in the world. And I got involved in about 2013 out there. There are a lot of dinosaur fossils that have come out of the mines, and I was intrigued by them. And then I saw those bones and immediately knew that we were looking at something very unique, a one-of-a-kind discovery.
And how did we go from discovering one individual to an entire herd?
Well, that was a bit of a funny story, because it was assumed that all these bones belonged to a single animal. Not all of the bones are complete. In fact, quite a lot of them are broken up. So it's not quite as straightforward as looking at something and saying, oh, that's a leg bone and that's a vertebra or that's a rib. Sometimes it's a bit cryptic to try and understand what exactly these things are. And so I'd made casts of a lot of them, things that I could handle without worry of damaging the originals, and laying them out on the floor and trying to piece together the skeleton, and realised that some of the bones weren't really going together as they should, or as I was expecting them to. But the real clincher was when I realised I had parts of four shoulder blades. And of course, animals only have two shoulder blades. And then those four bones that I had were all of different sizes, so that was actually indicative of four different sized individuals as well. So it completely changed the way I had to approach this entire project.
And so how significant is this discovery going to be in the future, do you think?
Well, it's part of an ongoing body of work that I'm doing in Lightning Ridge. We've known of dinosaurs and fossils from Lightning Ridge for about a century now, but not a lot of work has been done on them. There was a handful of studies that came out during the 80s, and I've always been intrigued by these fossils because they've kind of been ignored. There's really only three places in Australia where dinosaur bones are found, in any kind of regularity: central Queensland, the coast of Victoria, and Lightning Ridge. And as I said, the bones from Lightning Ridge had been largely ignored. So we're kind of sitting on really a bit of a holy grail of dinosaur paleontology out there, because it's still relatively new and untouched, and there's a lot more left to learn.
And so tell us about this species in particular. What do we know about, I'm going to do my best here, Fostoria bimbangunmol?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
It is quite a mouthful, and I'm sorry to the listeners for creating that. So we named this animal Fostoria in honour of Bob Foster, who found the bones in 86. The species name Dimbangunmul, so people will know that things like Tyrannosaurus rex have two names, or Homo sapiens. And so Dimbangunmul is the second name of our animal. And that translates in the local Gamilaroi language and the native dialect out there as sheepyard. And sheepyard is the name of the locality where these bones were found. So Fostoria was an iguanodontian dinosaur. These are plant-eating dinosaurs that got around on two legs. Fostoria itself was probably about 5 metres long, had a long tail, shorter forelimbs, and kind of a horse-like skull, good for eating plants. So it didn't have much in the way of, horns or sharp claws or anything like that. So we understand that these animals were probably herding for protection, much as modern plant-eating animals do today.
Well, it's super exciting stuff, Phil. We really appreciate you speaking to us this morning.
No worries. Good fun.
That was Dr. Phil Bell. He's the lead researcher at the University of New England, chatting to us about an exciting new dinosaur species that's been discovered from some fossils that were found at Lightning Ridge more than 30 years ago.